minute. Crossfade.
The Daily Talk Show.
A conversation sometimes worth recording. With Josh Jensen and Tommy Jacket.
It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 152. Tommy Jacket.
Half my man's back.
Yeah.
It's, you still sound a bit off. You're almost, I reckon, 45% of the way there.
Yeah.
You really came down to a zero, though. That was full on.
Yeah. We put out an awesome episode with Mirta yesterday because I was too sick to be able to talk. We normally release them every Friday, and then in worst case scenarios we go live with one early.
Was the straw that broke the camel's back BMAX message that I screenshot and texted to you?
No,
that said I can't deal with this.
I reckon BMAC can't deal with it because I feel like him and I are starting to sound more alike. I feel like this is sort of BMAC shtick. He's got sort of that sort of husky, sort of cool voice.
Yeah, yeah, but he's earned it from going out and partying.
He punches like a pack a day. Is that what it takes to be able to get
there? I don't think he smokes.
Okay.
He does not punch darts.
Oh, there we go.
Can pretty much
exclusive.
Confirm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think he does. No, he's a good man. Anyway, how are you? Feeling a bit better, mate?
I'm actually... not really. Not today. But that's okay. We're in the south of France. I think it's probably the south. I couldn't tell you what was the city called. I'll tell you where we are. But basically, there's like mountains around us, which is really nice. We're just stopping over here for the night. The main thing that I can say is that we're in a place called Grenoble. Have you heard of Grenoble?
Nah. But I've heard of the south of France, and that's where you're heading. You're heading towards the water?
To
the beach?
So we're heading to... this is the thing. I'm not really across too much. We've got two friends with us that we're traveling with, and I can't retain any information. It's not that I'm dumb. I think it comes across...
Nah.
It's almost like people with... dyslexia or things like that. People confuse what dumb is. I know that me not knowing this shit seems real dumb, but
I think here's something you could meet a ditzy girl, and you'd say, oh, they're ditzy because they're kind of like bubbly and friendly and sort of giggling and seeming. It doesn't mean that they're dumb if they're just ditzy.
Yeah,
and maybe you just been a bit of a ditz.
I am like I think I am a bit ditzy. We could say that. A bit bubbly, a bit ditzy is definitely... I've never been called that before, but it's actually probably a fair description. What have you been up to? What's happening?
Oh, mate, I've actually said, fuck, I need Josh with me a couple of times today. I've had a few tech mishaps, and we haven't actually officially launched the tech segment run by the nerd himself, JJ.
Yeah.
But I wanted to just run something past you because I think people will be fascinated by this, and I want to see if you've ever had this issue. So I was on a shoot today and heaps of interviews and lots of gigabytes of footage that needed to be stored onto some hard drives. And so they bought a hard drive specifically for this job.
Yep.
And so I've taken it back to the studio where I am now. And just before this call, just before this podcast, I was reformatting the drive, doing what you do.
Yep.
Opened it up, whacked it in. You go and, go into your disk utilities and you erase what's on there and format it for the computer. Anyway, so I did that. And I thought, I don't need your help for that yet, Josh.
Yeah.
I've managed to get past that step. But I right-clicked on to the hard drive on the desktop and it said available space, which should say, just under a terabyte if it's a terabyte because they're never, purely 1 terabyte.
Mm-hmm.
It said 380 megabytes.
Okay.
And I did it. I formatted it again. And then I took it in next door to James and I said, bro, what the fuck? This is a 1 terabyte drive and it's acting like a 1999 USB.
Yeah.
And he looked at it and he said, faulty. That's fucked.
Yeah, I think it sounds
faulty. Is that legit?
Yeah, I had an issue. I don't know if I've spoken about it on the show, but there's a service called a website called Alibaba. And for people who don't know, it's like, you know, buying stuff specifically from places like China in bulk from manufacturers. And I nearly pulled the trigger back in about 2009, nearly pulled the trigger on about 3,000 USBs because they were a really good deal, right? They were really inexpensive. And this, I was just getting a couple of other quotes before I sort of pulled the trigger. And a guy said was like 10 times the price. Like I think I was, 10 times the price at least. And I'm like, mate, you are taking the piss. And Bree, just so you know, we've got video and Tommy's just here. Bree's just walked in with her towel. I think she's planning on getting changed. So maybe do it over on this side is probably the safest.
That's the colours of those towels, yeah, by the way.
This is what happens with Aqua. Airbnb is you get some interesting, colourful towels.
You get the dregs.
Yeah, but basically, long story short, what turns out that was happening was these people were selling me like, you know, 32 gigabyte USBs, and then you were to get them and they were only going to be like a few megabytes. So they basically hack them to make them look like they're 32 or even say 32 if you did get info. But but I don't think that's what's happened with you. I think that there's probably some sort of fault. Hard drives are these really complex things if you think about it. And you just got one that's fucked, basically.
And this is a lacy drive. Like, these are high quality. It's probably expensive. This is, what, 250?
Yeah.
$200. Crazy. I've never had this. You know, I've never had, other than an old drive that had some old footage on, it's the only time it started to get corrupt. Yeah. It wasn't even a full corrupt drive. It was like I could pull off slowly some stuff, just little bits at a time. But I've thankfully, and I've started like a backup process now.
So there was there anything on the drive that you had to
brand
worry
new, it was brand new. Spanking new? Oh, sorry, the old one.
That's just fucked up. Was that a new drive?
Brand new, just literally opened the packet and whacked it in, and someone's gonna have to take this back to Officeworks.
Yeah, but
it is such a.
It'll be you.
Someone, not me. No, I'm giving it back to the. But I've done them a backup just in case. Okay. So, it's I had a redundancy, but I'm thankful, and I need. I mean, what would have you done? Just said you're fucked.
Yeah, no, I just would have. Yeah, no, I probably would have downloaded. There's some open source like drive, sort of software that you can run. I'm trying to think what they're called, but basically it will test the drive. It's just an extra level, but
I did pick up on a conspiracy theory, you may call it, James, if you're listening.
Of course.
You probably don't think it's a conspiracy theory. It came from James.
Yeah, of course. The government did it.
No, what he did say was that he thinks that, say, in a USB factory or maybe like where they're creating hard drives, that people are putting worms onto the drives. And then so, you know, if just Joe Blow gets home, wants to put his little family photos on his hard drive and on goes a worm. And I don't know. Yeah. I just have this, I love the term worm because it just makes me just think of just this little
worms.
Thing inside your computer. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, mate.
I mean, I think.
Mum's not getting the torch out. Yeah.
Has that ever really happened? Has your mum ever, are you kidding me?
And if you have no idea what we're talking about, it will make no sense. But if you know, you know.
Is this really, wow, just like a torch? But do you actually have to look inside, or is it would it be hanging out? Or are you looking for like worm bites?
This is, you'll either love the podcast for this reason or hate it, but we're jumping from hard drives to looking in a kid's asshole because he's got worms.
That's literally what happened.
I'll just quickly tell you, my mum actually used to do that. My brothers too.
Check?
No. If we had worms. I remember having...
If we have worms, as if the only thing I remember is having the fake chocolate that you'd eat. I think like dogs eat as well, probably. But
we didn't have that. Yeah. We had the orange tablets that were Vermox, and I just remember they were chalky, but they were kind of sweet, so I kind of liked them. But it was, maybe a handful of times I had worms in my childhood, and I don't remember the cutoff time of when I would not let mum look in my ass.
What?
So yeah. What happens is you use a torch.
VCD.
Because a lot. So you use a torch and shine it at a bum hole and it brings the worms up.
Oh, fuck off. I thought she was just looking for them. So
No.
Oh, no, that's fucking... Keep going, though. What?
And so, like, and when you say worm, they're like fucking minuscule things. Like, but they do. They come to the surface. And I'm not... No, dude, I know you think I'm a big weirdo and our family's a weirdo for this, but I've spoken to other kids and their family has done it.
Like, how did that come up in conversation? Like, hey, did your mum do the thing with the torch to you? And they're like, yeah.
No,
like,
I probably just dropped it in like I did. I see, I just threw it out there today because I was like, I just made the joke about the worms and the torch. And you laughed. I thought your family was perpetrators of the torch in the asshole.
The only thing that I remember being weird was I remember my brother James basically was chasing our dog because the dog was ran away and he got on his bike. He would have been probably, I don't know, my guess is he would have been like 13 or something, 12 maybe.
Stolen bike.
Yeah, exactly. But he jumped on a bike and was riding down and didn't stop and slammed into the back of a truck. And then distinctly remember us all gathered round as a family looking at his ball sack, which had a hole in it from the car, from the accident. But I don't know what's worse, like having a hole in your ball sack or having your two little brothers, your mum and your dad all just like gathered around having a look.
Dude, I can relate so much more now to parenting things that my mum did because I'm now a mother. Now a mother? What the fuck? I've been up since 4 a.m. So anyway, I can relate because I think about the weird things that I do. You know, like even the story on episode 150.
Yeah.
Whose kid, like, it's such a weird thing.
Your people love that, penis. By the way. We got multiple emails. people could really relate or not relate if you're Michelle to the to the dick biting.
Yeah, so I'll either feel really weird, like I'll feel like an idiot revealing the story, getting no email. So if you've ever had the torch situation,
That's fair. Yeah, have you ever?
You gotta let me know, you guys.
Man, I feel like I should be talking less this episode because I don't want to annoy BMAC anymore.
No, I think you're right. But let's get back to the worm in the hard drive. So you think, I can see it being a possibility that they could, I wouldn't understand.
It wouldn't be that big. It doesn't take gigabytes and gigabytes to fuck your computer. It takes a small file. Think about email attachments. So I don't think that makes any sense. I mean,
not because of this hard drive. He just sort of segued into, dude, did you know that this is actually going on? And so, I mean, it could just be a tiny file on a hard drive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Someone would have to be working on the inside.
Yeah, I think that there was a big issue probably 2 years ago where people were finding USBs in their letterboxes.
Assholes.
Yeah, and their assholes, exactly. Finding worms. No, they would... and people would plug them in. And it would just let a little electric zap and fucking fry your whole computer.
What's the point of that?
Well, just people fucking with you. I guess it's the same as egging someone's house. But one of the things that I thought was interesting, I support a magazine called Offscreen Mag. I'm like one of the patrons or whatever it's called. And... they do an email newsletter and they just did an interest. It's just if you go to offscreenmag.com, you'll be able to sign up. But they have a section like just sort of where they talk about cool tech products and stuff like that. But Google has just sort of created an advanced protection program, which is... It says Google's strongest security for those who need it most. And what it is it's a, two-factor authentication.
Yeah.
So for people who don't know, two-factor authentication is just like, rather than just requiring your password, these services require some other way of authenticating that it's you. And that could be in a few different ways.
Banks are doing exactly. that heaps.
So you might have seen like maybe the early days of two-factor authentication, I remember anyway, was I remember probably 15 years ago, people were having these little digital key rings that like if you had a lot of money, you could get one of these from your bank and that would sort of reset and create new hashes or whatever the fuck it is. I'm way out of my depth. Basically create that code that you need. And so as long as you had that key ring, you'd be able to access your bank. Anyway, Google have just created a USB. So you can buy this USB and that becomes your two-factor authentication. So if you want to access Gmail or Google Apps, you need the USB into your computer. Do you think this is something you'd use?
A waste of time. I think I was immediately thinking as you're saying this, if it requires another piece of hardware, nah. This is the thing about mobile phones. You're getting a text and that just makes so much sense.
Well, the annoying thing about the text stuff is being overseas. When you fucking need to, re-download the ANZ app or whatever it is and they want to send you one. So I ended up buying Skype credit, calling the bank, getting them to change my number to the number that I had in Italy so they could then send the text messages.
Fuck, that's full on. Yeah. I know that I have thought about that, going overseas with my number, and because it doesn't work. Yeah, because half the time I've relied on like my FaceTime and iMessage, and it doesn't get sent to an iMessage. It's just a normal text. Yeah, that's fucked.
Well, I mean, the thing with this USB thing, which is probably the stopper at the moment, I'm guessing, actually I haven't checked, but if it's not USB-C, if I'm going to need a fucking dongle for my MacBook Pro to use it, that's a stopper for me. Like, absolutely way.
I saw Rode Microphones just released a new product.
Really?
It's for people who are making podcasts. I don't know who's using it, but it's to run two lapel microphones into your mobile phone and you can record each channel. Seems pretty cool. Yeah. But it's the same thing for, the old iPhone point versus the new one. It's like phasing out. It's like I've bought Rode products that you can't plug in, even if you've got that adapter that Apple give you. I did it once and I was on a shoot. Luckily, it was just backup audio. I had someone lapelled into my iPhone 7 Plus and it was cooked.
Talking about tech, I'm curious actually how much I've been using my phone since we last, conversation. I feel like, because this seems like a bit of a technology episode, so let's just delve into the amount.
So last time what we did was we just checked the amount of hours within a 7-day period of how much we were on Instagram or what was the most popular apps that you were using.
Yeah.
So what you do is you go on an iPhone, you go to, Michelle, sorry, because I know you don't have an iPhone. You've already just tuned out. So you last 7 days.
Yeah, you time. Go like right. settings, battery, and then you click on battery. Like you see battery usage. Last 7 days. Right. Last time, what was I at?
Oh, it was like 30 hours?
No. It was 16, I think.
Was it 16?
It was 16, yeah.
Fuck. All right. Can I go first?
Yeah, go for Instagram.
Because I reckon mine will be lower. And I'll be, I don't know, you're going to get a prize if you are lower than me. It's Instagram. It's picked up since last time. 7.9 hours in the last 7 days.
Right.
Followed by YouTube, 2.4 hours. And Facebook, 1.2 hours.
I'm only 9.9 for Instagram now. So I've made it. I think now that we're with friends and stuff, And I've been doing a lot of, you know, the biggest factor has been driving. I drove heaps the last couple of days in France, and I just obviously can't be on my phone. It's the best way to disconnect.
Wow. So I'm just pulled up last month's, my Instagram for last month. Fuck, I've picked it up. 3.7 for me, 3.7 hours, and yours was 16.7 hours.
Yeah.
So we've both, I mean, you've done better dropping. I've just shifted the platform that I'm viewing. I'm now looking at Insta more. YouTube was more for me last time. So, interesting.
I wonder, like, this whole iPhone, like, I've been thinking about technology, specifically iPhones, MacBook Pros. It seems like what we're experiencing now, like, I wonder, is it, like, it seemed like there's going to be a big improvement at some point soon where all of this shit is just going to seem so old school. Like, like the way that people are consuming podcasts, like you might be in your car right now. Think about, like, if you're in your car, how are you listening? Are you listening through Bluetooth? Are you using like an aux cable? I mean, like I was saying to a mate, the one car that I think that, like, I'm not a car person, but I think that when I own a house, at that point, I feel like I'm in a good enough position to buy a nicer car. Like at the moment, we have an i30, which is through the company, but I can't justify spending more than fucking 20 grand on a car when, you know, we spent like 15 grand on our car, like secondhand. I couldn't spend any more than 20 grand unless I fucking owned a house. Like anyone that's got like a $70,000 ute, like ute. A flashy ute, you know, like people buy the fucking SS Commodore, like ute type things.
Yeah. You've really singled it down to tradies now. Yeah. So he's talking to you tradies.
Very tradie specific. No, but I just feel like I need to, so my point being that when I'm at that point, I'd love to get a Tesla specifically because I just love the minimal dash. I love the big screen. I love the idea of like fucking, I also like the idea of just it driving for me as well. That's nice.
What's his name? Casey Neistat has one of those full drive versions, which are sick. That like the white interior. But that dude's, he's nonstop filming while he's driving. So
the white interior. Is Brie and I saw that the other day. It's a bit bogan, I think.
Is it?
I think so.
It's Auto Salon 2008. Do you remember that car show? You probably weren't into that.
Where was it?
Oh, we used to go, me and the boys, we'd go to Auto Salon, which was just girls in bikinis on, you know, like that gross, just on cars. Like,
I love that you're saying ridiculous. Like, oh, fucking, it was gross. Just me and the boys were just like, I can't fucking believe this, James. I
cannot believe.
This is disgusting.
I did go to Sexpo as a 18-year-old kid. So it Sexpo trumped the grossness.
Well, you were a stripper. I mean, not then, that came after. But what is Sexpo like? Is it a bit filthy?
Yeah, it's gross. I mean, but half the people are there just as a joke.
Yeah.
And then the other half are there because they actually just want to pick up a whip and go home and beat their partner.
Yeah.
And that's what they're into. And so it is each to their own. But it's... But
I don't think that's... Like, I don't see a problem with that at all. I think it's the...
Nah.
It's more the... there's like a vibe that goes with it, which I'm not sure about. Like, I think people who are just like fucking doing their thing, whatever. But I don't know. I wonder, I think like the actual industry, it's the industry around it that I'm not sure on. It's like the advertising. The same thing I feel with like vaping. Like when I see like a vaping convention or even like a marijuana convention, it's just got like... Las Vegas vibes.
Yeah. Well, you get the true subculture coming out. If you're going to like a, you know, a BDSM, I haven't been to one, but like...
Michelle could tell us a bit about that stuff, but that's the thing. Well, I don't have an issue with any of that stuff. It's the industries around it that make it a bit fucking like... I mean, I'd be curious to ask Michelle about that, which is... when you're in that scene, it's maybe a little bit like the, like, I watched Hannah Gatsby's Netflix special. Just gone blank on the name. Lynette. No. Breezer, what's Hannah Gatsby's comedy special called?
What's for dinner? Rissoles? What are they?
She can't hear me. Lynette.
What do you call that?
Lynette. This is what Google's for. Nanette. Thank you.
Nanette, that's right.
I'm saying thank you to myself. Anyway, she talks about how the, like, watching Mardi Gras, she was talking about how, like, gay culture is, like, very out there. And she was sort of talking about the fact that she was like, where do all the introverted gays go?
So I
do wonder about that, where it's like within these cultures, these subcultures, is Sexpo just the loud, obnoxious version versus the reality of what they are?
This just reminded me. Have you heard of, is it Picasso? With the dude that paints portraits.
Do you mean Picasso?
With his penis.
Oh, no.
And so he's called Prick Arso, Picasso. Okay, get it? Get it?
Yeah, I get it.
Anyway, it was the most sad. So when I was working on the Matt Tilley's radio show, Kiss FM, creating all the digital content video stuff, this was probably 3.5 years ago now, he came in and was doing a portrait of Matt Tilley. And I had to film it, and it was so sad. It was so weird. And you know, like, you've been in situations where you're filming stuff, so it's like you've got a bit of a safety blanket, which is the camera, and you're just doing your thing. And so I actually made quite a good video out of it, but you're fully seeing this dude, Dick. He's got it.
Did you have any rules? I had a, when I was working at the radio station, I mean, for people who aren't aware, radio stations can be very radio stunty. I remember we did a stunt where Fifi, one of the hosts of the show, was in a blackout challenge, basically, where she takes off her blindfold and she's in a situation and you have to do whatever's sort of there. And she was in a Brazilian butterfly, which is like a place to get waxes and stuff, and she had to give someone a Brazilian wax, and so it was a chick. And so what they did was they're like, okay, we'll get a female to film it, and so the brief was for the females, like, try and, like, avoid the parts or whatever, because it'll make it easier to edit it together. What she didn't realize was there was a fucking mirror. So this, and it's just like right across. So you just see everything. And so I remember being instructed to, hey, Josh, we need to blur out that whole shot, but do you mind just doing it a bit later when everyone goes home, so you don't have that on your screen? It's just outrageous, really, isn't it?
And you could fully see.
Yeah. Yeah, you could see it. So yeah, the blurring was, an important element to that. But I wonder if that would even fly. Do you think that sort of content would even fly? I mean, that was 2012. Do you think that would fly today?
Yes. I mean, what I see now, there's only so many ideas that you can have.
I'm seeing so many, like, having been in radio only for a year, you just see the same shit recycled over and over again. The classic one is the female co-host gets the male co-host to wear a pregnant belly, and they get someone from a company that comes in. I'm sure that this is the company's only industry, is dealing with radio stations that want to do this stunt, but they basically put these electric thing shockers on that give you the feeling of contractions.
That's right. Didn't Jules Lund have this?
Yeah, Jules did it. But I've seen like half a dozen shows since.
I almost
oh my God, they filmed it the same way. This is crazy. I guess that's the only concern I have with doing this show, is it's just like, I don't want to pander to any of that shit, like doing any stunty shit. I mean, I know we did a live show from Krispy Kremes, and I stand by that being a fucking great idea. But yeah, you don't want to just be rehashing the same shit.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, stuff works. There is a point at which stuff works. But I think when you have a show like ours where we can push the envelope slightly, not to just offend people, but to do something that will potentially flop, which is where we'll probably find some brilliance. And it's I heard one on the radio this morning on the way to work, yeah. It was, and I thought it was clever in its simplicity, and it was this woman had lived in this house for 16 years and still didn't know her next door neighbor's name.
Yeah.
And so the radio show called, found her number. They said, oh, we found in the white page, whatever. They found the number and called, and they had to guess before they called what her name was. And then they got her, she said, hello. And then based on what her voice sounded like, they just said a name. And then she said, oh, no one lives here that name. And then so they've spent this week just like taking people's guesses and working out what her name will be. And they're never allowed to ask her a name, though. It's pretty funny.
I get that being pretty funny. The
interesting, but it's simple.
I do enjoy just keeping up to date with radio stuff. Like, as we've talked about, it's like this little world in itself. And I listen to the Radio Randomly podcast, which is done by a radio guy in Australia called Gaundy. And
shout out to Gaundy. I was on the text with him yesterday.
Oh, really? Just the radio circle jerk continues.
I've known Gaundy for years.
Oh, really? Where'd you meet Gaundy?
Yeah, in the radio circle jerk.
Did you at least know his name when you were...
I did.
No, he interviewed Ben and Liam, who were these two dudes who were doing Triple J Breakfast. And I've listened to probably less than a single song of Triple J. That's how much Triple J I've listened to in my life. And it wouldn't have been a full song, because I'm pretty sure when I put it on, it was some doof doof track that went for 8 minutes. I think I probably cut out in 3:30. But it was fascinating hearing those guys who started on community radio and how fucked up it was them going on to Triple J, and just how much they would get slammed, and they sort of became became well known for doing the thing last year on Are You Okay Day, which is all about mental health, where one of the guys sort of did a bit of a monologue about his experience and how fucking people doing, like, hipsters doing death threats because their favorite Triple J Breakfast has changed. Like, yeah, that sort of shit.
And they're probably vegans that are against killing animals. Yeah, they're threatening the lives of a human.
Yeah. It's either that or they've got their SS ute and they're just angry about the repayments and they're letting it out on Triple J.
Oh, classic. I've got to head to a dinner, mate. But
lovely.
I've actually enjoyed having a conversation with someone who sounds slightly more like Josh Jansen. Well,
yeah, I still sound shit. I still feel like for whatever reason today, I've woken up still not feeling great. But thank you for all the emails. Oh, word of the day. Russ Keys, and the word is, are you ready for it? It is efficacy. He said, my boss used to say this to me all the time when I started my first job. You could say that it's burnt in after all these years. In a sentence, it's, Josh, I need you to institute an efficacy. What do you think it means?
Something around, it'd be like the morals of a business. The morals around, it might be a descriptive word for a set of values or morals. That's what I'm going with.
I thought maybe like efficiency or something. Like, I sort of went in that, like,
Well, it could be, we stand for, our value is efficiency or something. And so, anyway, what is it?
Capacity for producing a desired result or effect. Effectiveness.
I guess.
So it's like effectiveness, efficacy. Yeah. There we go. It's a daily talk show. Also, thanks to Samantha. She's at she's currently at episode, I think, like 105. So she'll probably hear this in about 2022. But when she does, thank you, right, Sam, for listening. We appreciate and enjoyed your email. Cool.
Thanks, guys.
Daily Talk Show, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow for another episode. Catch ya.